Blog Talk Radio.
That's a nice turn me on and on.
Love it when you whisper on me ear.
Ooh, baby.
Love it when you're breathing on me face.
Ooh, baby.
Love it when you rub down me spine.
Ooh, baby.
Love it when we drink white wine.
Ooh,
sex and noise.
Welcome to Code. I am your hostess, Imajande. I have my co-host on the line, Ron, who always seems to ride shotgun with me whenever I'm like, hey, no, we don't have a show, but if you want to do one, we can do one, because then they can ride shotgun. What's up?
All right. yes, this nigga ride shotgun. If you ever play that fucking song again, if you ever play that song again.
Do you like that song? Do you like it?
I'm trying to think of the nicest words to use. All I can think of is hurry up and start the show. And while you're starting the show, I'll roll my blunt and crack my beer. And maybe I'll be in a better mood in a few moments.
I'm so sorry. Next time we can, we talk about Devin Campbell. All right. So it's just me and Ron tonight. We tried to include other people, but we all right without including other people. It's not our normal time. We are after midnight because I just got into Lexington, Kentucky. That's where I am tonight. So it's After Dark show. So I think we've just been bopping around. Like, we've been having happy hours. We've had normal hours. And now we're After Dark. So since it's After Dark, the conversation is going to be real adultish. Okay? So if you don't like adult conversation, then you need to take your ass on to bed. Because that's what we're going to talk about. And it's only going to be for an hour. We're not going to stay here too long and go further into the night because I still got to work tomorrow, but I ain't got to be working like later. But, yeah. So that's why we're here. We drink. I even got time enough on to get to have a drink. I'm not within my 12 hours yet. I got me a drink, bitch.
Ow. I heard that. I'm not mad at you.
I snatched me a little liquor bottle off the doggone airplane. That's where we're at. We drink. We drink. He smokes. We say inappropriate ass things because that's what we do. And we're your inappropriate friends on a Friday night. So this will be kind of like random sex talk, I guess, because no specific topic of it. But I think my, okay, so I'm going to rattle a question. Here you go, right here. What is the strangest request that your mate has ever asked you to do?
I hate to be a dick and start off the whole show by being fucking complicated. But, and I asked for a very good reason. And when you hear the reason, you'll be like, he wasn't a dick. That's a good question. When you say strange, you mean the strangest shit that I've heard? Or, like, the strangest shit that, like, you want me to do what?
Wait, because that one. You want me to do what? And then you can kind of go into.
Because I've had one that somebody wanted something done to me, and then I had something that I want them done to them. I'm gonna give the I'll give both.
Okay.
Some motherfucker.
Here, Louis.
Wanted me and my ball. To go into her mouth while she had Listerine in her mouth. And
now this is while the Listerine is in said mouth, or after she spit said Listerine out and the tingle is still there.
Yeah, see, we didn't get the full instructions, obviously. So this bitch got scope all in her fucking jaws. And then here come my balls. And then here come the balls, like me crying and bawling. Nigga. Now, that was the strangest request that I had that we went through it. I had one that we didn't go through it. Awesome. Now, the strangest request that I had, say, due to me, chick wanted me, all right. So you know how a lighter looks, right?
A
lighter, like a cigarette lighter.
Uh-huh.
And some of them have the metal, most of them have the metal pumps on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So what this young lady liked, is she like for you to flick their lighter? Matter of fact, let me grab a lighter so I can flick one. And you flick the lighter. And when the fire comes up, you tilt it a little bit to get that metal part hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, when it got hot, put that metal part on her nipple. Yeah.
Okay. No.
No, no. Yes. Not no. Yes. Maybe no for you, but yes for her.
It's a no for you. It's a no for me. It's a no for me.
Oh, it was an absolute for her. It was that she's so comfortable with me that she asked me to do that shit for her. It was a, this bitch crazy for me.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. It's like those are already sensitive, and now you want to add fire to the shit? Bitch, you crazy. You crazy.
Okay, now answer your own question. Yeah, answer your own question now. Let's hear about you.
So actually, that's why I had questions about your first one. I'm like, but what makes it seem like it's, so, I'm like, if it was after said, you know, mouthwash this has been spit out because the sensation is still there. Then
she had read a book, one of those Love of the Game, Terry Woods, you know what I'm saying? One of them type books. In the book, the character had did that to her man or something of that nature. So then she come home to me, oh, let's try this, let's try this. Me and my nasty ass, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I ain't looking, think about, you know what I'm saying? Well, what could be the downfall of doing that shit?
Okay.
Dumbass me. You want to play dick games and ball games? Let's play them. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, dumb motherfucker.
Oh,
Almost fucking, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what fucking degree burn fucking mouthwash is or balls. Like, that's like 0.3 degree burn. It ain't even the whole first degree burn or second degree burn. It's like a 0.3. But it's on your fucking balls, so that's like 10 times. So it's like a 30th degree burn. Then you get your clip burning. Let's see how we fucking talk about this.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I have done it before. That and with, like, a cough drop in my mouth. I've done that. And strangest thing my mate has ever... So, it's not necessarily a strange thing because it's something that I do enjoy, but I think it has gone to the next level.
Okay.
It's training. How can I explain it?
What is training on you? What? Oh, my bad.
No. It's not that. Look. It's not that. Training my asshole to open up in a way that is not something that has to be necessarily stimulated. Does that make sense? So now we're in a learning process? Like, oh, this is what you do. This is what has to be done. Oh, there's so much to it. And I'm like, why did my black ass agree to this shit? Like, that's where I'm at. I don't feel like it's a strange thing. It's just more of an addition to things. Because, I enjoy anal sex or whatever, but it's not something that I'm like, I want my whole, like, I feel like anytime I do have anal sex, I'm like, I'm boo-booing for days. Sir, I don't want to be at a point where I feel like I'm just going to be, if I poot, I'm going to boo-boo on myself. I don't even want to feel bad. So that's where we're at in life.
I could see how, as you so eloquently put it, boo-booing on oneself would not be the desired effect. I can see how one would not want to do that on said self. Yeah, I can see that.
Because if you do it too much, you know, your booty hole gets confused.
I'm confused. What can confuse a colon?
Because, come on now. You may not know because you don't have nothing going in your butt.
You are absolutely right. I may not know because I'm not getting it in the Hershey Highway. So explain it to me.
So it could because you know during or whatever it could you can make a mess, right? It's a possibility.
If
to
you
make
said
a mess.
You don't want it to get stressed out, I'm with you.
Like you don't want it.
If
to
you
get
said
right.
You don't want it to get bruised and broken because it ain't supposed to, I get you. When you say you don't, what did you say? You don't want it to get confused.
Get confused, like,
nigga, how
hey, we just walking, and let's say, you know how when you be walking and you don't be paying attention and you just poop? I don't want it to be confused, like, okay, we pooping, so we got a boo-boo. No, this is not what we do. No, we don't want it to be confused. We don't want it to be loose. We don't want it to be to the point. I used to have a coworker, right? He was a drag queen, and he was gay, but he would wear the pins. And see, You could tell by the way his pants, what seat he had on the pants or whatever, and his loose booty. This, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that.
He knows. You thought he was wearing Depends undergarments. No. That nigga, see, he got arrested and he went to Depends. And when he went to Depends, them niggas was deep in. So that's why it was looking like that when he was at work. Because them niggas was deep in because he was in Depends. That's what it was. Yeah, see that. No, but I get how you can easily make that mistake. I get it. Or maybe not.
Oh, no. So,
well, all right, so boom.
Okay.
I was just talking the other day to my coworker, and I had to go put cable in this man's house. And this motherfucker was a cross-dresser also. So now I'm in this motherfucker house trying to fix the fuckery that was his cabling. And I go down to the basement and I see a mannequin in sequin dress on. Nigga, why you got a whole fucking wardrobe, a whole fucking dressing room down in your basement, sir? I don't get this, and I feel very uncomfortable. I feel very uncomfortable down here on my fucking hands and knees on your floor trying to lay some cable. It don't feel appropriate. I'm sorry. I digress.
No, sorry. So the mannequin scared
you? You know, sometimes I go off track. You got to pull me back on track, Kitty. Pull me back.
Okay. I had a comment.
I'm listening.
Oh, goddamn, I lost my comment. But that has happened to me a lot today. My thought process has been trapped.
As hell.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I be tired.
All right, I got a question for you. You ready?
Okay, good.
When it's come to pleasing your partner, is there something that you would call your go-to or the opposite or the B to that question? Is there something that you like, I got to step my game up in this area?
So... he has this new thing that he enjoys for us to do instead of, because he thoroughly enjoys getting hit. That's his thing. I don't mind it. It's okay. I'm not a complainer. So now it's because a lot of times we're trying to relax. Because, you know, it's now been some time. We haven't seen each other. He's now trying to relax or whatever. And he wants me to just kind of lay on his lap, not necessarily giving him, like, complete head, but just have it sitting in my mouth. Kind of, sort of. And I'm like, oh,
nigga.
Okay.
Yo, all I'm going to say is to just have your shit maybe laying on your upper thigh and just have her mouth just
and
still have it like have it still physically touching your thigh at the same time that it's touching her mouth. Like, oh, nigga. My body and your mouth is sharing my dick. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's beautiful.
That's stupid. That's his thing, like, while we're, you know, because, you know, he has to come in from out of town or whatever, and you know, a lot of times it's when he's getting ready to leave that we have these relaxing moments because, you know, the weekend is for the kids or whatever. So it'll be like a Monday and we'll hide out on a Monday somewhere. And that's our relaxing thing. And so I was like, oh, okay. Because he's like, oh, I definitely enjoy that now. I was like, okay, well, then that'll be the thing that we do. Like, he doesn't act like ridiculous things. When it is ridiculous, I'd be like, nah, bruh, you, what the hell? If it makes sense, okay, we'll do it. It's fine, you know. We'll try something. If I don't like it, I'll tell you. But yeah, that's the thing that helps him relax a little bit more. And that's okay.
Right, all right. And if you had to step up your game somewhere, what would you say you got to step your game up at?
If I had to step my game up, oh God. Okay, so since I'm such a pleaser, like, I'll please him, like, and not really worry about me. I need to worry about me. And he's told me, he was like, hey, look, listen, I'm not going to come until you come. He'll tell me that. I was like, damn it. Because my goal is to make him. And he's like, no, that's not what it is. So we figured out the combination that helps me get there. So now it's more of me trying to train my body to make sure that that combination pops off so that we don't be fighting. Does that make sense? Did any of that make sense?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
So, now, if I had to answer the question, I would say my go-to, actually, I would say both are the same answer. And what I mean by that is, so, you know, recently I've been about to put my book out. And as I'm going back reading it, it's like it's triggering certain emotions in me. It's reminding me of certain things of myself that I was honest enough to put on paper. But then since I've kind of like grown away from those things, or not grown away from them, but to like turn my back on those revelations that I've put on paper. So it kind of like helped center me or pull me back to my core by reading this. I say all that to say, I'm looking at like certain parts of my life now and judging it. So I look at sex, right? And I've always been a pleaser. I've liked to please women. But as time has gotten on and I've become more selfish, and I've realized that. Right? Interesting. So my go-to is to give my dick because I have good dick. Thing I need to work on is not giving the dick because it's good dick. So what I mean by that is I have to work on just giving you 30% of the dick. Because you don't need 100% of the dick all the time. I can't be giving you all this dick all the time. You can't take all this dick all the time. So just need 30%, just a tip. You know what I mean? So, does that make sense? I was just watching a podcast online. And that's what the, you know what I'm saying, horrible decisions. And the dude was talking about that. But, you know, sometimes I just got to, he was there with his partner. And he was like, you know, sometimes got to give it a tip. That's, they were talking about tips for making his partner squirt. And he was like, I find that she does it more when I just put the tip in. And I was like, you know what, I remember I used to do that. I had to get back to that. So, I guess that makes sense. If that makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Kerry Gilmore is good dick. And we fall in love with the good dick. Kerry Gilmore is a good dick.
No, I'm going to throw him away. It's David X. Super.
That, and I realize sometimes, like,
they can tell lies and do stupid shit.
Facts. But, no, I can imagine, I'm not a woman, and I guess it happens to men too, gay men. But, like, how y'all be having, like, in your vagina, how, like, the edges of it rip. Because a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga who got some shit, if your shit ain't all the way lube and all stretchy, and you know what I'm saying? And you said, look, oh, like the things y'all go through with that thing, man. Ah, oh, the trauma to the vagina. Oh, my God. It must be horrible to have one of those things.
Yeah. Because y'all can knock shit on when we don't want that shit to happen. Yeah, it's a lot of things that can happen.
I see, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I try to put myself in y'all perspective, in y'all shoes, and just like nigga, you, we be. So I'm reading the book, and I'm reading how I moved through this one situation. Something just said to me, switch it around. And if she would have did that to you, how would you have felt? And I was like, I'm a fucking scumbag. You know what I mean? Because if she would have did to me what I did to her, I don't know how cool I would have been with that. And I'm
or
like, oh,
you probably would have been in the corner talking about something. Why you do this to me? Why you do this to me?
You being a bit extra now, but I'll allow it.
Thank you. Y'all niggas act like y'all ain't ever had nobody make y'all want to try to go cry in the car. Like, I don't know what she did to me. I don't know how, why. But I don't know why she did it.
I am not too proud to admit that there have been women that walk this earth currently that have made me cry. It is nothing, you know what I'm saying, embarrassing to say that. At the same time, though, it's because y'all bitches, man, y'all be fucking pushing them buttons, nigga. Y'all know what fucking buttons to push, you bastards.
Way.
But,
I don't know.
Anyway. All right. You got a question? Come on, give me one.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. You go. I got one.
All right. It seems like you're taking a long time. All right, I got one for you. There are certain things that we looked at and we was like, nah, I ain't going to never do that. Nope, not me. And then for some reason, as time has gone on in our lives, we found ourselves either doing that thing more than once or actually liking doing that thing. What is one of those things for you?
I'm afraid to say what it is. I'm afraid. It's been you. Don't judge me. I don't need nobody
don't
to judge me.
Baby.
I ain't gonna be no punk bitch. I'm afraid to say it, but I'm gonna.
Would you like me to go first?
No, I'll go. I gotta put my big girl panties on.
Put them on. Pull them up.
I got to pull them all the way over my stomach because they my big girl panties that cover my whole butt.
Stupid. In case you usually wear them when you get your period, you might want to put them over your Depends.
Not over your Depends. You're so stupid. So, I never thought. If you can see my face right now, because it's red. Normally, my face don't turn red, and I don't shy away from much or nothing. Right?
Let me see you right now.
Huh?
Go ahead. Don't be hesitating.
For whatever reason, he enjoys to have his ass licked, and I don't mind doing it. I don't know why. Oh, my God. I don't know. Oh, my. All
right. See, first of all, I fucking hate you. Because my answer was, for some reason, I like to throw my tongue in the asshole now. Nigga, I don't know what it is. Now, I don't know about a tongue being thrown up in my asshole. You know what I'm saying? It could be flooded around it. You know, you go around it, but you can't all of it. No,
I'm dumb.
I'm dumb.
Oh, ignorant. Oh, my God, damn bad.
But that being said, yeah, I was like, yo, I like to just butt her ass or blah. Like, that shit is. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm being glad.
But, like, he enjoys it. And he does it to me too. So there's like, it's not a one sided thing. So I'm like, oh, I didn't think. I was like, what? Huh? You want me to do what? And then I had to be like super drunk one night, and I did it, and I was like, oh, I didn't ever think I was gonna do that, but it did, and here we are.
Yo, that's funny. I was thinking the same, like, because it was a time as a dude, it was bad enough to be like, yeah, I like to eat pussy.
Right.
What'd you say?
Right, or for a female, like, oh, no, I'm not sucking no dick. I'm not doing it. No.
You know what I'm saying? So to even be of the mind that, nah, son. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, she ain't even got the shade. Nigga, I like a little bit of head. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now to be like, yo, actually, nigga, let me tell you this. I put her ass in the bathtub, and then when I take her out the bathtub, I put my tongue up in her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, however. It is quite enthusiastic how the way that I flutter my tongue around.
Just make it here.
I don't know. It's just a time has changed. I've been more, you know what I'm saying, acceptable to doing that.
Right. But it's not like it's with every single, like, you know what I'm saying? It's with that one person. It's like, okay. And they like it.
Oh,
like,
no,
okay.
No. Your mouth can't go from ass to ass.
No.
Whoa. Ass to ass mouthage is not acceptable.
No.
Unless somehow you a fucking gymnast and you go from your ass to her ass, then maybe you can get away with that. Maybe. Yeah. It's okay with you.
I mean, I was watching something. You know how they have them YouTubers who go around talking to people and asking them questions, or TikTokers. And this man said that he enjoys fucking his own penis. Sir, that's disgusting.
All right. First thing I'm going to say to you is, okay, so now all of a sudden we don't do disgusting things? That,
I'm
you know
not.
What I'm saying? So obviously the line of disgusting is not where we stop our fucking activity. Because we've both done disgusting things. So if your answer is, sir, that's disgusting, I'm like, disgusting? That's what you call it?
So it's nasty. So would you suck your own penis, sir?
Nigga, I jerk it.
No.
I'm nasty enough to put my hand around my mouth, but not my mouth around my. No, I mean my hand around my dick, but not my mouth around my dick, nigga. I'm nasty enough to do it, just not flexible enough to do it.
What? You would do it?
It's one of those things. It's like, yo, if you had $1 million, son, would you know what I'm saying? Whoop de whoop de whoop. Like, man, I can tell you what the fuck I would do if I had $1 million, and I ain't got $1 million. It's going to be rough for me just to get it bang one shot. It's going to happen, but it's going to be rough. It's not possible for me to suck my own dick, so we're talking about Neverland questions. You know what I'm saying?
This man was explaining how he be doing it. I said, the hell? Why would you want to do that? I quickly
so
got
you
off
wouldn't eat your own pussy.
I can't. No, it's not physically possible. I have kissed a man after he had ate my pussy. Like, I've done that.
Right. Or kissed it or sucked the dick after it was in you. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I would. It's not even feasibly possible. No.
Hey, so you get what I'm saying? It's one of them make-believe questions.
I get what you're saying, but this fool said he did it.
But hold on. Let's go out of make-believe, and let's go into yoga class, and let's go into weight loss, and let's go into pliability and flexibility classes. And now all of a sudden, the shit is possible for whatever reason. You telling me that you don't know exactly how soft you want your fucking clitoris? You telling me you don't know that answer?
I know the answer for myself. It's not because I did it.
Oh, yeah. But now that you know the answer and you're able to do it, you telling me you wouldn't do it?
What? I can't hear you. Why are you whispering?
You telling me you know what you like and you are now able to do it. So you telling me you wouldn't do it if you were able to?
No.
I hate to tell you that you're lying, but I'm going to tell you that you're lying just because if he says, baby, can I see you lick your own cat so I can lick it just like you lick it? You'd be like, okay, let me show you how I like it. And you would spread your fucking legs apart, throw your fucking neck all the way down to your fucking belly button. What?
No, I'm done. You're dumb.
I'm dumb. Throw your fucking forehead right through your fucking ass and your fucking nose to end up somewhere around your pussy.
I cannot.
All right,
my bad.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
Nah, but seriously, it's certain, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things. It's like, oof, that's some make-believe shit. But if I could possibly do it, I might do that shit. Yeah, I'm a little too old to be thinking about some stuff like that.
Then he had said that he had done it until he made himself cum, and he said he done licked his own cum off somebody's ass before. Like, it was just ridiculous. The whole conversation was just ridiculous.
All right, so I don't think I've ever tasted my own cum before. I don't think that's ever happened. I'm pretty sure I would remember that. I've never done that. However, I've tasted multiple women's cums before, and
okay.
I've had multiple women taste their cum. So that's why I'm not quick to throw a stone at him, because I know women that have tasted their own cum. So, you know.
Okay. All right.
I try not to throw stones. unless it's really, really necessary.
Not if it's really necessary.
Oh, then in which case, I got good aim too, nigga. I got good aim when I throw stones too, so, I mean, watch out. Watch out now. Where is... Trying to look for
Carmen
my glove.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego?
All right, I got another question for you.
Okay.
It's more of an open-ended question.
Okay.
How do you feel about feet?
About what?
Feet.
Feet?
Feet. Toes.
Feet, like light toes. Yeah, I've touched the toes before. Yeah. Like I said, it's, listen, the nigga enjoys some shit, and I'm like, okay, if I don't like it, I tell you. So, yeah.
So, toes in his mouth are okay?
Yeah.
His toes in your mouth, are those okay? Is that okay?
Yeah, that has been done before, too.
Are either one of you more ticklish than the other, or are you equal?
I'm more ticklish.
You're more ticklish. Okay.
Yeah.
So then that, like, is like half tickling shit out of you and half pleasure?
He does it in a way that is not as ticklish.
Gotcha. I get it, too.
Yeah. It's the way he does it that doesn't make me focus on the ticklish. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Like,
there are certain
like,
parts of your feet that are more ticklish than others. I'm assuming he avoids those parts in this time.
Right, and we might be having sex and while my foot is in his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so I'm not focused on my foot feet in his mouth.
Focusing on that dick. I'm sorry. My bad. Yeah. Not focusing on the foot. Yeah, that's what it is.
Now, I can feel it. That is what he's doing, but my brain isn't saying, oh, girl, he's tickling your foot. You know? That's just ain't going off.
Okay. Now I need you to help me and help us gentlemen, and maybe some of the women out there. If there was one tip that you can give your partner, or if you don't want to make it specific to your current partner, to a partner in the past of when they thought they was killing it, but they really wasn't, so that we don't, you know what I'm saying, like, play ourselves. What was one tip that you would, the guys, and I guess women too, but guys specifically, I guess, with you, be doing in like son, nothing. What happened?
Not to this is to an ex or whatever. Not to be so aggressive when it comes to eating pussycat. Like the shit would be aggressive to the point like, nah, nigga, nah, I don't need you to do that. I'm good.
I could definitely understand that. I've been accused and guilty. Accused and found guilty and convicted and served my time.
And did the time, nigga.
Matter of fact. I'm a two-time felon, nigga.
Not a two-time felon.
You ever watch what's that shit, the 50-year-old commercial? How many licks did it take to get you a 50-year-old?
Yeah.
to crunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so tired. You be like, hey, man, we tasting so good. I'm like, oh, nigga, calm down. This ain't a motherfucking buffet. This is a fucking vagina. Mm-hmm. Nigga. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'd be mad aggressive with it. Like, nigga, stop being so goddamn aggressive with this shit.
Okay, I got one.
You ain't get none of that other shit done? Ah, fuck. What are you wasting your money on?
What happened?
I was looking at a video from...
Your ADD ass. Nigga, focus. Nigga, focus on the motherfucking cold. Nigga, you was talking about the nigga eating your pussy hard.
And then I saw somebody get their breast done, but they didn't get their stomach and their butt done.
That's why I fuck with you. Because you're like, yeah, nigga, whatever. Let me go back to what I was saying.
I mean, I told you, he was just not aggressive with it. And I was like, dude, you can't do that. This is a sensitive space and you can't be doing that. Like, I don't know who or what said it was okay. But he was always aggressive when it came to sex. It was never, like, soft. Does that make sense?
Not only does it make sense, but the thing I was going to say is similar to that, and I think I have a reason for it. So, first, I'm going to give you mine. It's women, the same thing you're saying about the eating the pussy and being relaxed. Bitch, these balls are on the fucking human. These balls are not on a motherfucking mannequin. They're not on a motherfucking tennis court, on a basketball court, on a baseball court. These are human balls, bitch.
Mm.
Treat them accordingly. I don't want you to suck on them and pull them shit. Whoa, bitch. Whoa, that look good in the motherfucking porno, but this ain't the motherfucking porno. You know what I'm saying? You like how... Listen, I like when I'm behind you. And I'm giving you doggy style, and you reach your hand around, and you caress my balls as I'm up in you. Oh, yeah, baby, I like for you to do that. But when them nails that you just got done grab this motherfucking ball sack, I feel like elbow you on your motherfucking sacroiliac. Like, don't be fucking grabbing my balls all hard. Like, you got to be careful with the balls, baby. You got to treat them like they're motherfucking delicate, baby. You can't be handling my balls all rough, baby. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's what I would say. And the reason, I think, is because we've been taught, not by necessarily the OGs and the aunties and uncles and aunts, but by porno. By pornography. We watching this motherfucking industry and taking cues from this industry in our love life. And we can't take cues from this industry in our love, excuse me. We can't take all the cues from this industry and bring them into our love life. Some of them we can bring in. But some of them, leave them shits out there because that's fucking, you don't fucking, you know what I'm saying, shoot somebody and they get up like in the Western. You don't bring that into your fucking life because you know that's not real. You shoot a motherfucker, they die. You know what I mean? So we can't be bringing that movie shit into our bedroom and thinking it's going to work. Like, nah, those are professionals, son. So that's what I say because you be seeing the man, rah, rah, eating the pussy. Like, nah, nigga, he bang, 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 bang. Nah, nigga, treat the pussy with love. And the same thing with y'all with these balls. If bitch, if you grab my balls, like, they are motherfucking spongy. I will punch you in your fucking medulla. I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm going to shut up.
Trying to figure out my next question.
Figure it out. Yo, so, boom, my neighbor upstairs, this nigga gave me these beers. These shits are called... Juicy. No, yeah, Juicy IP 451 Juicy IPA.
Okay.
These shits is 11% alcohol.
Dear Lord. Is that good?
451 Juicy IPA. 11% alcohol.
Is it juicy? I mean, I don't know. It's a beer. Is it fruity?
It's not. Yo, it's an IPA. So it got that, like, you want an orange slice with it. Know what I mean? So it'll give you that to it. But,
orange slice. That's a blue moon?
Yeah. What is that?
What is this, a blue moon?
No, but it gives you that, you know what I'm saying? That taste that you want. Like a blue moon, you know what I'm saying? But it's a little, I like a little stout. So it give me either a little stoutish, a little stout. Nigga, the shit is all right. I don't know. Nigga, you fuck around and give me a six pack.
I'm weak.
You know, I'm a beer dude anyway. I'm more of a beer dude. If it's not Hennessy, then give me a bit. So this shit right here, nigga, I ain't trying to do no commercials. They ain't giving us no money, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to do commercials. I don't need a sponsorship, sir.
I ain't trying to be sponsored by you unless you're trying to sponsor me. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Oh, wait.
Stand me in the right direction. This is what men need. We need women to steer us. We be going all over the place sometimes. But when we go there, we go there with strength and aggression. Yo, you don't know how real that was right there. You don't know how real that was right there. That was a jewel for those who didn't catch it.
And this is called Juicy. Now, where they sell this at?
I don't fucking know, nigga. Nigga gave it to me. I don't know where he got it from.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I ain't going to hold you. I hit a lot of you. I'm feeling on the label right now. I'm like, Budweiser don't feel like this, nigga. Coors don't feel like this, nigga. Did they make this shit in their house? This shit feels very papery.
Oh, you talking about? I was like, "What are you talking about? A label? Never mind.
Yeah. It's a bottle of beer, nigga.
They done.
You know, Are you ever? All right. Have you ever burned CDs?
Yeah.
Have you ever put a label on CDs?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you know, when you put a label on a CD, it don't look like it do when Columbia House or when Arista or when MCA put a label on a CD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. It's just the difference in quality of, like, this label on this bottle, this is like some shit that NIM could have did.
It's so cold in this room.
It's hard to answer that when NIM is us.
Right.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, them fucking losers are. Yeah, they're great because both of them apply. Oh, shit. Where am I drug at?
Oh, it
does get entertaining. Absolutely. All right, I got one more for the road.
Okay.
What is it? All right, 26. All right, come on. Okay. There are things that
we started out, I ain't gonna never do.
Okay.
There are some of those things that we do now. We spoke about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some things that we won't do.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to be on me.
Right. There's still some things we don't do. We won't do. But some of them things we won't do, we closer to doing them. We right like, oh, you give me a good reason or you give me a good blunt and I might do that one. I might do that one for good. If the bitch got the right outfit on, that one's getting done. I'm like, well, fuck, them shoes, nigga, got that bitch do it. All right, so I'm sorry. What's the key? If you could, it's hard. This is a hard question, so maybe we don't have enough time for it. But if you could forecast, what's the next wall or sexual barrier that you will go through? What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
Or the next sexual thing on your bucket, or the next thing on your sexual bucket list that you think you might cross off. Either one of those.
I don't know, homie. There's some shit that, like I said, I've done. And did I just turn the heat on in this bitch? Because that smell like the heat.
It smells like you on the hot seat, nigga. You on the hot seat, nigga. You don't know how to answer the question. Don't get scared. Either that or it's my lighter because I just lit my blunt. I don't know. It's one of the two.
So, as we're exploring this thing that we talked about before, I don't know what could come after that. You know what I mean? I don't know, because I think he's testing my kinks to see, oh, will she do this? Will she do that? Will she do, you know? So I don't know. Every day is a different day with that one.
Pause. Is he testing your kink or is he testing his kink?
Mine. It's Fair mine.
I think you want to test yours.
Huh?
I don't think he want to test yours.
He's pushing the envelope. Like, he's like, oh, let's see how far this will go.
I don't think
let's
you want to do that. I think you just better just lick that envelope, nigga. Stop pushing it.
Why you say that?
Nigga, just lick the envelope. Put whatever in the envelope you will put in the envelope. But don't push that bitch, because the bitch might go through a limp that you ain't ready to keep pushing. All right, just think of a hill, nigga. Think of a hill. All right? The hills are a 30-degree hill. A 40-degree hill. All right? So it's 40 degrees going up. You pushing that hill up, a boulder up a hill, the first 10, 15 feet, yeah, you got it. Yeah. Next 20, 30 feet, yeah, no problem. You get to about 40, 50 feet up there, you start getting them arms, start getting tired. You can't push that bitch up no more. Just start thinking like, yo, you know, the further I push this bitch up this hill, the faster it's going to roll over my ass when I can't push it no more. When gravity start pulling this bitch back down and my arms are tired and I can't push this boulder / envelope any motherfucking further, it's going to roll right over my ass. So he don't want to be pushing that envelope, nigga.
I feel like, how can I say it? One of the things that you were like, oh, I said I would never do it, and I do, and then I was like, oh, I never want a man to tie me up. I don't want to feel restraint. But now it's like, nigga, strap me to some shit, and I'm okay. Or, like, the other day, because, you know, there's Titty Tuesdays and there's Titty Thursdays. He gets titties twice a week, sometimes more than that. So the other day I forgot before I left the house. So when I went to the park, I went to the bathroom in the park, and I took a picture of the boobs, and I had my waist trainer on because I was walking. He was like, oh. So he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to put you in your waist trainer. I was like, but it's the one that's connected to your thighs, too. He was like, oh, yeah, you can wear it that way. I was like, I think the pressure and the restraint is about to have me go home from the park because this is not okay. I'm not supposed to be feeling this way while I'm walking. I'm supposed to be exercising. I want to be exercised.
You stupid. You said exercising, not exercised. There is a difference, young man.
You know, like, I want to, like, dude. And you know, and then the next day, because I have multiple waist trainers or whatever. So when I put the other one on the next day, I pulled it a little bit tighter, and I was like, yo, I need to get my shit together. Something's wrong with me. Like I could be tied up for days, and nobody would be like, where y'all seen her? And y'all wouldn't know that I was in La La Land happy. And she...
You're funny. That's funny.
That's why I'm like, I don't know where the next piece could go. I don't know. I just don't know.
And I get it, because that's hard for me to, you know what I'm saying, and to myself. The one thing I can think that I want to be able to be more submissive. You know what I mean? I want to be able to focus on pleasing my woman from the angle of a submissive and letting her dominate a little more. And not so much that I want to be dominated, because I want to see her sexually release that side of her. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're playing basketball and we on the team, like it's us four in the cold on the team, right? And me and you scoring all the points. At some point, we talking shit. We're like, you know, matter of fact, yo, Dre, take this shot, Dre. Boom. Matter of fact, Dre, shoot again, Dre. Boom. So now we want Dre to shoot. We want Dre to shoot. You know what? Nah, and I tell you, shoot. The next 10 shots is yours. Beat that motherfucker ass. You know what I mean? So we get to a point competitively and sexually that we want to see other parts of this dynamic explore. And I've seen my dominance explored to a certain extent. It's going to continue in the future. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know about her dominance. You know what I'm saying? How much has that been explored? Let's explore some of that. And I want to see, you know what I'm saying, if I'm amenable to that. Not necessarily let her lead, because I have no problem letting her lead, but let her be the force and lead. If that makes, does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
And I don't sound like a bitch, do I? I don't sound like a bitch, do I, Mars?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to sound like a bitch.
You stupid.
Sometimes. I had two of these motherfuckers, 11% beers and a blunt, and I'm like, oh, shit. If I had some motherfucking Tina Marie playing, nigga, I might be fucking, that might be a party.
Not no Tina Marie.
I'm talking square bits to you, baby.
Oh,
good. I'm sorry.
Oh, good. It's 136. Good bits.
I'm going to bed. I'm going to go to bed. Fuck you, Taylor. Fuck you, Andre.
Listen.
I had to get out. I had to get out. I had to get out.
Say what?
Wait, is there something else? Is there something else? Is there something else?
What you mean?
No, it's not a fuck you, Medusa. No, there's not a fuck you, Medusa. I'm joking.
What do you see? Okay. They make my butt itch.
Oh, shit. Was that... Oh, my gosh, I'm really stupid. Was that a Kiss My Ass, Ms. More Books? Was that a Kiss My
Ass? You stupid.
They don't want to match us. They're scared of us, Amaj. But they're all scared of us, Amaj.
I don't get it.
I'm stupid. It started with Shakira. Don't act like that wasn't funny, nigga.
I'm drinking my ginger ale.
Oh, I got it. That shit was funny. He was the first one that abandoned us.
Right.
Oh, shit, I'm stupid. I thought it was a kid. He abandoned us first. Then it was her downstairs.
Then it was Medusa.
Then it was Medusa and the Poppy. It was Wiggy and the Poppy twins.
Who in the what?
Wiggy and the Poppy twins.
Who is Wiggy
and the Bopsy Twins? I'm done. Yeah, where the white woman, that girl?
She about to connect.
Oh, shit. Wiggy and the Bobby Twins. I think nigga said it started with Shakira. That was funny. Oh, my God.
And then it just went downhill.
I don't give a fuck if nobody don't get all humor or my humor. I don't give a fuck. It was funny. Am I? Was that funny?
Yeah, it was funny, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if they laugh with us. I don't give a fuck if they laugh with us. Wait, you laugh with me, right? Black woman.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm done. I'm not finished, though.
He said you're not finished.
Ain't that what baby say? That you were, are we done or we finished? Well, I'm done, but I ain't finished, nigga.
Well, we done and finished for the night.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess I'll roll something.
I don't know where I'm at next week. Wait a minute. Give me a sec.
Why do you have... I thought we wasn't finished. I thought we was finished. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? We wasn't
we
finished in retrospect.
We always... But we always... say if we're going to have a show next week, dummy. Looks like I'll be in Chattanooga next Friday. And I get done about 11:50 in the evening.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why would I be a dummy?
Because you be a dummy all the time.
Valid.
This dude is a dummy all the time, dummy all the time, dummy all the time.
For real, Marsh, how we feel about each other?
I just talked about us being left by everybody. Everybody has left us. We're the only two together. And you're calling me a fucking dummy.
We're two dummies together. We're two dummies together. We're two dummies.
We
did
dummies. We ain't got nobody to blame but ourselves.
Yeah, we did dummies. Yeah,
shit.
ain't nothing to it but do it.
When you put it like that, what can I say to oppose that?
I can call you a dummy because, fool, you've called me stupid. You've called me a dummy. There have been plenty of shows when you've been like, you know what? You stupid. Especially, what show was that that you called me stupid on? And you laughed the whole time.
Were you going to take one to know one?
Right. Birds in a
feather. Oh, my God. You know what? Where's the white woman? I'm done with you this evening.
You did that on another show. You was like, I'm so sick of you. I'm tired of you. I'm done. So here we are every Friday, me and you. Every single time. It don't even matter. It don't even much matter.
The more we run from each other, the more we run to each other. What the fuck is going on?
What's going on? Like, why are you here? Why are you talking to me? Why? Why must you talk to me so?
Oh, my God. I hate you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You wish you hated me so, but you don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whew. All right. I'm going to breathe. Right.
Friday.
I'm going to breathe. All right.
No, I'm going to be lying. I'm going to get out of here. All right. So, we'll decide next week what we're going to do. Because, like I said, I get done at like 11:50 in the evening, in the night.
So maybe we might have another little after hours joint. You know what I'm saying? And if not, mm-hmm. we'll catch you the week after that.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. And.
All right, that's what's up, Kitty.
All right, holler. We out this bitch. Good night, black people.
Peace, party people. Ha, ha, ha. See you later.
This nigga here.